Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood hype woman and chronic overthinker. You know how sometimes we get caught in these mental webs of our own making? Like, convinced we're totally alone in our struggles or that certain things are just in our heads. Well, today, we're busting some serious mental health myths. You know those old wives' tales about what's normal and what's not. We're calling BS on them, folks. Because understanding the truth about mental health is like unlocking a secret superpower. It empowers us to seek help when we need it and support others in their journeys. So, get ready to ditch those outdated notions and embrace a more accurate and compassionate understanding of mental health. Remember, there's no shame in struggling, but there is power in knowledge. Okay, let's dive into these five big myths that need debunking. First up, people with mental illness are dangerous. This one is straight up harmful and untrue. Statistically speaking, individuals with mental health conditions are far more likely to be victims of violence than perpetrators. It's like saying all people with broken legs are prone to kicking. It makes no sense. This myth fuels stigma and keeps people from seeking the help they deserve. Next, mental illness is a sign of weakness. Honey, please, mental health conditions are just as real as physical illnesses. They're caused by a complex interplay of genetic, environmental, and social factors. Just like diabetes or heart disease, mental illness isn't something someone chooses, it's something they manage. Speaking of managing, let's tackle myth number 3. People with mental health issues can just snap out of it. Imagine telling someone with a broken leg to just walk it off. It's ridiculous, right? Mental health conditions require treatment and support, just like any other illness. Sometimes therapy, medication, or lifestyle changes are needed to help individuals manage their symptoms. Myth number 4. Therapy is only for people with serious problems. Think of therapy as a tune-up for your mental well-being, something everyone can benefit from. It's a safe space to explore your thoughts and feelings, develop coping mechanisms, and build resilience. You don't have to be in crisis to seek help. Finally, let's address the big one. Everyone experiences life the same way. Nope, we're all wired differently. What might be easy for one person could feel overwhelming for another. It's important to remember that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to mental health. What works for your friend might not work for you. Listen to your own needs and find what helps you thrive. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, your super organized bestie who always seems to have it together. She's juggling a demanding job, a social life that never stops, and trying to keep her apartment looking like an interior design magazine spread. But behind the polished facade, Sarah is secretly battling anxiety. The constant pressure to perform perfectly is taking a toll, and she feels exhausted all the time. She's afraid to admit she's struggling because she doesn't want to disappoint people or appear weak. Sound familiar? This is a common scenario, folks. We put on these masks to hide our vulnerabilities, but it takes its toll in the long run. Sarah's story highlights how important it is to break down those mental health myths and create space for honest conversations about our struggles. Remember, seeking help isn't a sign of weakness. It's an act of strength and self-care. So, what are we taking away from this? Let me recap. Mental illnesses are real, treatable conditions that shouldn't be stigmatized. Snapping out of it is not an option, and therapy isn't just for crisis situations. It can benefit everyone. Finally, remember that you're not alone in your journey. Reach out to a friend, family member, or mental health professional if you need support. And now, for the call to action. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear these messages. Leave a review and let us know what resonated with you. And keep those conversations going on social media using hashtag SoftGirlMorning. Let's break down those mental health myths together, one conversation at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.